This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble. Feel this talent crumble. You need a yen to make your mark. If you want to make money, you need the luck to make a buck. If you want to be a good...
Right, I'll do a monologue for until you tell me she's there. Thanks. Okay. We're live. Brad is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. This is USA Prepares. If you'd like to be at the front of the classroom today and call in 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. We are contacting Gwyneth Isaacs as I speak, and I just wanted to tell you something that I have to do, probably during one of the commercial breaks here at USA Prepares this morning. I have in front of me, this is what Rush Limbaugh does, and he rattles the paper, I have in front of me the bill. The monthly bill from CenturyLink.com, and it says that our farm telephone service is $89.90 before tax, and tax. Wow, how many taxes? Well, there's the federal property tax recovery fee. Then there's the federal regulatory recovery fee. That's another tax. Then there's the federal universal service fund surcharge. And then there's the, yes, then there's the Missouri sales tax. Then there's the Missouri universal service fund surcharge tax. Then there's the county tax. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 taxes, on our phone bill. But it doesn't stop there. Then there's the federal universal service fund surcharge. That's another one of those. Then there's another Missouri sales tax. Then there's another county tax. So there's one, two. No, that's not it. We're not done. Then there's some more taxes. Then there's the federal property tax recovery fee. There's another one of them. Another federal regulatory recovery fee. Another federal universal service fund surcharge. And another Missouri relay surcharge. So how many taxes are there on our phone bill? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 taxes on our phone bill, class, and we live in Missouri. Well, I'm going to call again. Yeah, I have to do this every 6 months, CenturyLink, the worst phone company on the planet, maybe in the galaxy. And the reason I have to call them, and why are they the worst? Because their service is flaky. It, in terms of, you know, the internet, it's up, down, up, down, up, down. Try broadcasting with that. That's a real challenge. Well, it's the worst, and they admit it. And if you look up, you know, worst customer service, you'll find CenturyLink is right in the top of the hit parade. So CenturyLink has the dubious distinction of being lousy in customer service. And in my opinion, they're lousy in performance in terms of having their product, or actually their service work. Well, so the phone bill is $89.90 a month. That's before all those tax, you know, those taxes. I read 13 of them. So I'm going to call them up again. You know, I do this every 6 months, and I am going to request a continuance of our reductions. And here they are. I get a bunch of them. And you can do it too. Just call your phone company and tell them that you'd like to. And here's what I say. You know, I'm really not all that excited about, you know, what you guys do. But, you know, I really don't have a lot of choice. I don't mean to beat you up. But I don't know if I need your phone service anymore. I've been with you guys for years, over a decade, and I don't know if I can justify it anymore. And they go, well, let's see what we can do. So here are the discounts I get. I get a loyalty credit of $10. Then I get another loyalty credit on top of that of $5. Then I get a loyalty discount, which is different, I guess, of $5. Then I get a promotional discount of $20. Then I get a promotion, another promotional discount, which is $10. Then I get another promotional discount, which is $2. So we have driven our farm phone bill with CenturyLink, the worst telephone company on the planet, at least, down to $37.90. It was $89.90. It's down to $37.90 with all of these discounts. So can you do it? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you ought to consider doing it because it works for us. And I just have to get on the phone and, you know, explain it to them over and over and over. And, you know, they're an equal opportunity employer. They employ people who have no clue. But they're no worse than anybody else, which is the American way. That I guess, should be the motto of most companies in the United States today. We're no worse than anybody else. CenturyLink. So can you do that with other companies as well, like your satellite TV provider? Absolutely. We don't have satellite TV, but at one time we did. And it started out at $19.95, and you know, every year they'd raise it up. And pretty soon it got to be $50, $60, $70, and I would claw it back down to maybe $30 or $35. And it's easy to do. You just have to be persistent. And if you get someone that says, no, that's all I can do, you say, okay, hang up and call back and get some different person. And this person, the next person, might know a little bit more than the last equal opportunity employment person. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You mean after that rant? I'm fine. I got it out of my system.
Well, you know something, I think that we need to start holding people to account legally and lawfully. I really do.
Nope. And I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I mean, I called you a little bit before we went on air, and probably about an hour ago now, and we were having a discussion off air about property taxes. And I would love to discuss that on air today.
Yeah, let's go get them.
Yeah,
let's talk about property
absolutely.
Taxes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, well, my local municipality, which is, I'll give them some free publicity. They're called the Loddon Shire Council, okay? And they are a state-established corporation, okay? They have an Australian business number. And under Australian corporate law, that means that they are a corporation. And there was a case back in 2015 that went all the way to the High Court of Australia. Because there was a state-established corporation in another state, in Queensland, called Queensland Rail, and it seemed to think that, you know, corporate law didn't apply to it because it had been established by state statute. And the trade, it began treating its employees rather badly, apparently, because it didn't think that, you know, it had to abide by the laws in the country that relate to things like minimum wage, holiday pay, and all that sort of thing. And so, you know, the union took the state-established corporation called Queensland Rail. It took them to court and said to decide if they were, in fact, a corporation or if they weren't. And the High Court of Australia decided in 2015 that Queensland Rail was, in fact, a corporation and was required to abide by Australian corporate law. So it couldn't do things like, you know, pay slave wages to its employees and, you know, force them to work 18-hour days and all that sort of thing on the grounds that it was, you know, established by state statute and therefore there was some sort of special halo around it. You can't do that. Now, another type of state-established corporation is municipalities. Now, this is Australian law, okay? Depending on where you are, the laws in your locality will vary, but it's probably going to be some variation on this, especially if you're in a common law country. So if you're in the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, or Britain, it'll be some variation on this. Municipalities are corporations, generally. That means corporate law applies to them. They are not... If they are charging you a tax and you don't have a contract with them, okay, that converts your piece of real estate to, but lawfully, with your free will and consent, converts your fee simple real estate to some other form of tenure, like, or title, like, for instance, multiple occupancy, strata title, whatever. This same set of precedents could probably apply to homeowners associations too, by the way. What that means is that they're actually operating an extortion racket. And that is, if you are going through these sorts of battles, okay, you need to never, ever, ever agree to pay them. Especially not of your own free will. And I think that the time has come for a property tax lawful rebellion where we all just need to stop paying our so-called property taxes on the grounds that they are nothing more and nothing less than extortionate notices of demand.
Let us hold that thought.
Corporation
hold that thought.
Without consent.
Hold that thought, Gwyneth. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee. Well, they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. Gwen, if I'm not mistaken, you called for a real estate tax rebellion in Australia. Are you talking about worldwide?
I'm talking about worldwide.
Okay.
These people are a bunch of frighteners for crying out loud. And ultimately, they control us from the grassroots through the property taxes. That's
all right.
Just how it is. Around here, they certainly are. You know, I'll study magic as a part of my work. As you know, as you can see it. And I've got friends who work for the local municipality, and there's only about two or three people out of the maybe 50. You know, oh gosh, probably about 20 office staff. There's probably only about two people who are not completely evil. That's the office staff. The road crews and all the rest of it, a much better type of person. The ones who actually do the hard labor, maintain the gardens, you know, fix the potholes and all that sort of stuff. I'm talking about the people who work in the office. They're basically totally evil. I've got a comment on what you said.
It used to be that when I went into a government office, you know, I thought there was a distinction between the boss, who was evil, okay, and the little people, you know, the secretary and the receptionist. I don't think that anymore.
No.
I think that the boss is evil and wants more of what I have worked for. And all he's doing is working to steal from me. Okay, that's the way I perceive it.
Yeah.
And his secretary is in cahoots with the boss. And the receptionist is in cahoots. And the data entry people, they're all in cahoots to steal more of what I've earned. And I resent it. So it used to be that, you know, Mrs. Finelli and I would go into a government office and she'd say, well, yeah, they're just doing their job. And for a while, I agreed with her. Now, we both agree, no, they're not just doing their job. They are trying to steal from
they're
us. Their job is to...
extortion racket.
Right, right. So I am not as polite, generally speaking, as I might ordinarily be, because I am confronting someone who is literally trying to reach into my pocket and steal whatever I have. And steal
yeah.
our farm and steal our farm and sell it at the courthouse steps to one of their buddies. That's
yeah,
the way I see it.
So
now, the guy
it.
That's... Yeah. Now, the guy that's on the road crew, who's driving up and down the road with the road grader, you know, the boss sends him out, he's not trying to steal from me. He's really not. He's actually
yeah.
doing some work. But the rest of them, you know, it's hard. It's hard. The data entry people who are entering information about us, that's what governments do. Governments enter data, they snoop, they spy, they collect information, they store information, they use the information to collect more information, to spy more, to collect more, to steal more, and it's a vicious cycle of what these parasites do. And so here's
yeah.
here's a comment. You hit one of my buttons, and I can't help but rant on this. So I looked up a couple
right,
days
go
ago. I looked up. Well, I lived on the East Coast. You know, I grew up on the East Coast, and my parents in 1960. Built a house. Actually, they had it built for them. And it was their plans, and it was an average size home in a nice area that used to be a farmland that was a development. It was 1 acre. Everybody had 1 acre. And we had an average size home for that new development. It was in rural, it was in the rural part of the country on the East Coast. Average size house, average construction, you know, 2x4 construction with fiberglass insulation, cedar shakes on the side, composition roof. It was a ranch house. Taxes were $188 a year, and I know in 1962. Right? When we come back, I'm going to tell you what the average taxes in that same area of the country are now. You won't believe it. You won't believe it. Just remember that number, 188. We'll be right back.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lawyer for President Trump's former lawyer is hinting that the president's former attorney is willing to work with the special counsel when it comes to the Russia investigation.
Mr. Cohen has knowledge on certain subjects that should be of interest and is more than happy to tell the special counsel all that he knows.
That's lawyer Lanny Davis after his client, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to 8 counts of tax evasion, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations, charges that were not part of the Russia probe, but were connected to supposed hush money payments that Cohen had arranged for 2 women so they would keep quiet about affairs they claim they had with Donald Trump years before he was elected. President Trump blasting ESPN at a rally last night for its decision not to air the national anthem before NFL games. And this is USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got under 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today?
God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So when I was growing up in the 1960s, I was born in the 1950s, but in the 1960s, my parents built a new house, and it was an average house. It was a ranch house. Cedar Shakes, had a basement, 2-car garage built in, and the taxes were $188 in 1962. In 2018, the average tax in that area, average tax, so that'd be for an average home, $14,559 a year. 17% of that money goes, that stolen money, goes to the county, 68% goes to the school, and 15% goes to the municipality. When I lived there, back in the 60s, we had a part-time cop. And he was the part-time dog catcher. And I think he might have even been the part-time school bus driver. Okay, so for sure he was the dog catcher and the part-time cop. Well, the county decided that, or the town decided they could really use some more police. So they encouraged the state police to move in. And they built a building, a town hall. So state police are in there, and I guess that's where they haul you into court and that kind of thing. Well, this building looks like a mansion that few Hollywood impersonators would have. It is way better than that. It's way better than these mega mansions that you see the Hollywood impersonators live in. So they built a lake. They built a lake, and they, you know, if you look at it, oh, isn't that beautiful? It's, you know, it's a wonderful lake, and you see the ducks and the geese, and they've got a park bench, and so they've decided that, well, you know, 911 emergency services, they need to have that, and on and on and on, you know, to protect the villagers in this small rural town. Now they've made some enhancements to the town. In their mind, not my mind, their mind. So they changed the zoning. They said, you can't build, you know, small houses on 1 acre. No. You have to have a minimum of 10 acres. So they changed the zoning so that if you wanted to build a house, wow, you know, and get all the approvals necessary, you would need to start with 10 acres. And then they inspect and detect and reject, you know, things that you're trying to do. If you want to increase the size of your deck, let's say you've got a 12 by 12 deck on your back, you know, right outside your back door, and you want to put some, you know, chairs out there and sit in the sun, you don't have breakfast, whatever you want to do, and you decide to increase it by, you know, a few feet on either side, they'll know. They'll know. I think they've got aerial surveillance, satellite imaging, and they will come out and tell you you don't have a permit. They'll fine you for not having a permit. Then they'll tax you. And all under the guise of, we want to make sure you're safe so you don't fall through your deck and hurt yourself, you know, through faulty construction. And, class, those permits that the municipalities want you to get, I do not believe for a second that those permits are designed to keep you safe. I believe they're designed to determine how much more value you have added to your property so they can increase the taxes based on the additional value that you have added to your property. So the better you make it, the more they steal. Is it any different in Australia, Gwyneth?
No. Absolutely not. The problem, one of the areas where they have shot themselves in the foot in this state of Victoria is there is a clause in the Constitution which says that that the government structure of the state must stay exactly as it was at the time when the Constitution was written and signed. Okay? Signed by Queen Victoria, incidentally. Okay? It's actually imperial statute, our Constitution, in this country. It's not an Australian Act of Parliament. It's the funny thing. And it was not Australians who put it into force. It was put into force by Her Majesty Queen Victoria. And so the Australian government can't actually do anything to change their own constitution without a referendum, okay, where they must get a two-thirds majority of the people to agree to whatever change in, I think it's two-thirds and two-thirds of the states, okay? So they have to get a two-thirds majority in two-thirds of the states in order for any vote to pass. Now, there was a constitutional referendum in, I think, 1988, regarding constitutional recognition of local governments. And it was a resounding no vote by about 80%, okay? And 80% of the population in every state of Australia declared that they did not agree with local government and that they did not want local government in their state or in the Commonwealth of Australia, which means that local government in this country is unconstitutional because, funnily enough, the Victorian state parliament responded to that constitutional result by, guess what they did? They, in 1989, I think, instituted a state act of parliament after the referendum had been a resounding no vote to constitutional recognition of local government. And guess what this state act of parliament was called? It was called the Local Government Act. How's that? Totally unconstitutional, completely treasonous, okay? Because it goes against section, I think it's 106 or 109. 106 and 109 of the Constitution are both opposed to, you know, local government. And one of them, I think it's 106, says that state government structure must continue as it was at the time that the Constitution was established. And at the time that the Constitution was established, there were basically no municipalities in this place. Okay? They certainly weren't established by state statute or state act of parliament until 1989, which is a long time after 1901. Okay, so like I say, that they're totally in treason, and then they set them up as a corporation with an Australian business number, and then they send people out invoices and demand payment of these invoices, basically with the threat that if you don't pay the invoice, that they are going to rob you of your land. Okay, but that's called extortion because that's contract without consent. It's clearly, it's oh my gosh, you know. There's no way that what they're doing is legal. It's absolutely 100% an extortion racket. And the thing is, here in Australia, we still have our High Court representing what it ought to do, okay? It still generally puts out decisions that are in line with British common law and that are in line with the Commonwealth of Australia Constitution, okay, which is in this country is our founding document. It doesn't give us quite as many rights and freedoms as your Constitution in the United States, but it certainly gives us a great many, okay? And one of the other ones is that states are not allowed to raise military forces, okay? So the state governments under our constitution are not permitted to organize militias. And there's a very, very good reason for that, because Australia is a nation where traditionally the government organized the police to be a militia and would go around and oppress and actually just kill people, more or less just for the sake of it, in the early history of Australia, because this place used to be a prison colony. And that clause of the Constitution was expressly written to put that sort of carry-on to an end. But how it is, about a month ago or 6 weeks ago or whatever, I had some men in uniform bearing arms show up at my gate, trespass on my land, and compel me by force of arms to basically sign a bail bond, which is enslavement, and which is the state government basically raising a militia in the same fashion that they did over 100 years ago, for the very same purpose, actually. And so this is something that is a huge, huge constitutional problem for the Loddonshire Council, and unless they withdraw their legal action against me, or unless the court throws it out tomorrow, it's going to end up in the High Court of Australia, and it's going to result in precedent which
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect ourselves. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And our taxes were really low here in Missouri. And we are among the lowest taxed counties in the United States. And as soon as we built our house, 18 months later, the revenue came over and bam, and our taxes went way up, way up. I didn't know there was a house back here. And we were, you know, we were then taxed on it. Well, that's what they do. That's what they do. And I was talking to one of our neighbors, and I was explaining how I challenged our taxes at the revenuer's office, the county tax assessor's office, as they call it. And I said that, you know, I got ours lowered. I said, why don't you go? Well, I'm paying less than my neighbors, and, you know, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to bring any attention to myself, so I'm not going to do it. How often have you heard that? Like 100% of the time. There are people who believe that the other guy is paying more, and it's probably incorrect information that the other guy is paying more. They just think that, and they're... People are afraid of IRS audits, Internal Revenue Service, as they call themselves, audits. They're afraid of the tax assessor assessing them more, and they think that, well, it's just not so bad. It's only gone up a little bit this year, only went up a little bit last year, only went up a little bit the year before, and only went up a little bit before, you know, the year before that. So it's not so bad. And what's happened? $188 annual tax when I was growing up in 1962 is now $14,559. But, you know, you got a lot of neat stuff. You got the state police there, and you got some parks and recreation, and you call 911 and, you know, have the blue team arrive. It's wonderful. That's what people think.
Yeah, something I'd rather be free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
I'd rather be free than have a fancy town hall and an absolutely perfect-looking streetscape. And I've come to the opinion that the better-looking strip, actually, this is completely the reverse of how I used to think. I used to think, oh, if a town's got a nice streetscape, you know, it's probably a good place to live. Now my opinion is almost totally reversed. If I see a town with a regular-looking streetscape, not fancily done up, I think I would rather live in that town with an old-fashioned, old-school type streetscape, okay, than a town with a nice, fancy new streetscape with, you know, roundabouts and road islands and security cameras and all the rest of it. Because the money to install all of that has come from somewhere, and probably it's been crowbarred out of the pockets of the populace. So I would say the fancier the streetscape, probably the more corrupt the municipality is.
Well, if you drive down our road, class, you'll see old barbed wire, probably 40, 50 years old at least. You'll see fence posts falling down. You'll see rusty gates. You'll see barns with rusty roofs. You'll see old buildings. You'll see no architectural standards. You build what you want, where you want. If you want your house 3 feet off the road, that's what you do. If you want your house in the back of your property with a third of a mile driveway, that's what you do. If you want electricity, fine. If you don't want electricity, fine. If you want a well, fine. If you don't want one, fine. If you want a septic system, fine. If you want to make a lagoon, fine. You know, if you want to paint it pink, blue, green, yellow, and orange, fine. I mean, there are barns here in our neck of the woods that have been using leftover pieces of sheet metal for barn siding. And they'll sell barn packages. They'll say, well, you know, we don't have enough in red. And we don't have enough in white or blue or green or tan or brown. But if we combine them all, we got enough. And you'll see these, striped barns all over our neck of the woods. And some people might say it's unsightly. Farmers say it saved them some money, and they don't care what some people think. So you're absolutely right. I like it the way it is. And, you know, when people come here, they think, poor Vin. He and his family are living in misery, you know, when they see the side of the road.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.